Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. We bring you hand-selected hosts, podcasts, and talk radio programming with listening options, 24/7 streaming or listen on demand. We also feature one-on-one segments with important guests, people who have something to say that you need to hear. And if you have something to say and would like to be featured on the network, please visit speakuptalkradio.com for all of the details or contact us at pr@speakuptalkradio.com. Well, right now, I have a special author to share with you. She is Ione Joy. Ione is a novelist and IT professional. She lives in the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, where she enjoys spending time with her family, spending time with God, working on new book material, drinking iced coffee, and watching a good superhero movie. And you can check out her website at ionejoy.com. And today's interview is going to be a short one, so I want to bring her on and get started. So welcome to the network, Ione.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Oh, gosh. It's my pleasure. I've been looking forward to it. And Ione, I love on your website, and I want to begin by commenting on that because I really appreciate the tagline of your website. It says, Ione Joy, live life with joy, purpose, positivity, and faith. And as I read that, I know there's got to be a reason why you chose to put that on your website. Maybe you can share a little bit of that with us.
Sure. You know, in the Bible, that's really how God wants us to live. His joy is our strength. He tells us, you know, to run our own race and, you know, go with purpose. He wants us to focus on things that are good and holy and, you know, positive. And he wants us to give our burdens to him and have faith in him. He wants us to have a joyful and fruitful life. And so I thought that was important to, you know, put that out there and hope people would take that to heart.
I agree. It's a nice little reminder, especially in these times. It seems like people are a little more frustrated and upset. And so I think we do need to stop and reflect and put things back in some perspective. So I appreciated that when I saw it. Thank you.
Sure.
Well, now let's dig into your book. You've written your first novel titled The Armoire. What caused you to write this particular book?
You know, actually, it started out as a kind of a drive to write a children's picture book. I got the itch to write just maybe, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Kind of came out of nowhere. Never really had an interest in writing. But not too many years before that, I was reading my own kids' picture books, which, you know, I always enjoyed that time with them, and it was fun. And I thought, you know, that would be really fun and uplifting that, you know, I could write these books, but didn't have the faintest idea how to even get started. So I just kind of let the thought simmer. I thought, you know, maybe it's a passing fancy. So I didn't really take any action on it for probably about a year, but that itch to write never went away. So I'm like, okay, you know, let me take a few online classes and I'll just see where that takes me and see if I'm still interested. Well, one of the classes that I took was creative writing. So one of our assignments to help get over writer's block and come up with new ideas was whatever room that you're in right now, look around, pick an item, and go. Just start writing. Well, I happened to be in my bedroom, sitting on my bed with a laptop on my lap, and I looked up, and we have an armoire in our bedroom. So I'm like, okay, let's go with that. And the idea of its contents and where it could lead just kind of popped into my head. And, you know, it was originally just an assignment. You know, I hadn't really planned on it going anywhere. But after the assignment was done, I stayed interested in it. And I'm like, you know, let me just keep going and, you know, see where this goes. You know, I would have never thought of writing a novel had it not been for that class and probably that assignment. A novel just seems so overwhelming, you know, and it's like, man, a kid's storybook is so much quicker anyway. Not that it's easier, you know, because, I mean, you really have to put a lot in to keep a child entertained. I mean, they're, you know, their attention span's very short, so you definitely have to put a ton of work into that, too. But I thought, ugh, you know, novel, no way, you know. But it just kept going and building, and the ideas just kept coming, and, you know, it ended up being what it is.
Oh, I love that story, don't you? I mean, it's not anything you had planned, and then you let it simmer, and then you started to pursue it, and it just unfolded the way it should. It actually makes me smile. I love it. And then I found it very interesting that you decided as you were writing this book that in this armoire, which could have held an infinite number of possible items, all it held was a lone feather. I guess I need to know more. So maybe give us a little sneak peek into the book so we can entice our readers to pick it up.
The armoire, the main character is Maxine, and she's a college-age girl from Wisconsin. And I think, like, you know, a lot of us, there's points in your life where you kind of feel lost as far as why am I here? What am I meant to do? And, you know, as Christians, part of our purpose is, you know, to be a light in the world for God. Diving a little deeper into, you know, each one of our, you know, souls, I think we all think, well, there's something else I must need to do, right? God, he puts gifts in all of us. And so she hasn't found what she's supposed to do. And she's just feeling lost. And, you know, she's wandered in and out of church, you know, and she's doesn't really have a close relationship, you know, with God. So this armoire came from her grandmother. She had passed away, and she was her best friend. So it was a terrible loss for her. But this armoire had always been locked. And she, you know, she was never allowed to see what was in it. Her and her sister, you know, tried to pry it open, and, you know, it didn't work. But so finally, she gets this armoire, and when she opens it, there's this feather, and it's a feather that, you know, you've never seen anything the likes of. It's, you know, 3 feet long, and it sparkles, and it's iridescent. And when, you know, she picks it up, the owner of the feather appears, which happens to be an angel. So the whole purpose of keeping that armoire locked was for her to receive that when the time was right. So he ends up taking her on a journey to see where her purpose lies, and she takes some side trips too that are unexpected but help in her purpose. And really, after all of that, and, you know, she gets back to her normal life, the rest of the book is about trying to live that out. Life comes with joy, and it comes with pain. And I tried to make it very realistic as our lives would be. It's never going to be just a ball of fun until, you know, we pass. You know, it's going to be a compilation of things, and they all have purpose, and there's a reason for them all. We don't always know what that is. We will someday. So that's what she does for the rest of the book, is tries her best to live it out. She has to trust in God when these bad things happen. So it can be a struggle, but it'll be worth it.
Wow, so there really is a message in here and really an inspiration for the reader.
Yes, that was my point in writing it, is, you know, the idea of the book on purpose, it sprang from me, you know, somewhat. I had felt that same thing. You know, I've got a wonderful life, you know. I mean, I've got a wonderful family, great kids and husband. You know, we go to church, we're doing fine. I've, you know, been a Christian, you know, it seems like forever. But, you know, up until writing came along, I felt those same questions. Like, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, I had never felt that complete feeling of, like, fulfillment. And when I started really diving in to the armoire in writing it, I think for the very first time I had felt such immense joy and fulfillment that I had never felt before in my life. And that's when I knew, this is it. I mean, this is part of what I should be doing. You know, this is going to be part of my life from now on. I still feel that, you know, today as I'm writing.
And as you're saying that, I'm thinking most people, I am sure, have those feelings of what am I supposed to be doing? And sadly, I think a lot of folks never fulfill that or never figure that out. And happily, you did. And so I think the message within your book will give some hope and inspiration to those reading it. And I was wondering about the character Maxine and wondering if that was a little bit of you.
Yeah, definitely. Part of her came from me and, you know, searching for her purpose. Now, you know, she's a little further away from God in the book, toward the beginning anyway. So, you know, I can't say that's, you know, really reflective of me. I mean, the older I've gotten, you know, the closer I've grown toward him. But definitely as far as questions of what am I doing here? There has to be a reason that he specifically made me. So, you know, he's got to have an assignment for me. She doesn't find hers until she's, you know, college age. And, you know, I think patience is a good thing for us all to have when we're struggling to find that purpose. It didn't hit me until just a handful of years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had been asking that question, you know, to myself forever. You know, I'd gotten some indications in the past that I could write a decent story, you know, like in college, English class and things like that, but I never had the desire to pursue it. It never even crossed my mind, actually. When I really think back on it, you know, if I had written something back then I wasn't, you know, in the same place in my walk with the Lord as I am now. So it's very likely I may have written something I would not have been very proud of, or, you know, would not have glorified him, especially in the way he should be. So I'm thankful it didn't occur to me, you know, that he didn't reveal that to me until later in life when I was more ready. Mm-hmm. So, you know, his timing is really everything. And, you know, I hope that's an encouragement for people that are asking that question and are frustrated, you know, because they don't seem to be able to find it, is sometimes we need to grow and mature more in him, or, you know, in whatever, you know, gifts he's given to us, to get to that point to where, okay, he says, you're ready. Now's the time. And then, you know, he'll reveal that to you. So, you know, I think if, you know, people just keep, you know, keep that faith and, you know, keep praying and asking, it will be revealed in time. But it'll be in his timing. And, you know, as frustrating as that can be for us, I mean, his timing is perfect. Mm-hmm. So I think as long as we hold on to that, you know, just that's where the hope comes in,
right,
you know.
Right. Wow, you've given us a lot to think about, and I'm glad your timing is right, because now we've got you as a writer and as a reader, we can look forward to additional books. So with that in mind, what's next?
Well, I'm working on the sequel to this one. So at the end, it's, you know, it kind of calls for a sequel. So I'm probably halfway through that one right now. I've been thinking about turning it into a series, with likely the angel, his name is Abiah, for him to be a repeating character. Definitely have got some ideas brewing for more of those, but yeah, right now just focusing on the sequel and hoping to get that out this year.
Okay. Well, good. And your book, The Armoire, actually won Reader's Favorite Award, so that had to have been exciting.
It was. It was very validating, especially the first book. You know, I mean, author, I think they think, you know, does this only sound good in my head, or do other people actually think it's good? You know, so it's validating for someone else to read it and be like, oh, I really liked it. And, you know, ended up giving a 5-star award for it. So that felt really great to get. And I was grateful to get that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So exciting. I'm glad we're having this conversation. I think you're really inspiring. Keeping it short, though, I want to make sure that we didn't miss anything that you wanted to talk about. So is there anything else we should share with our listeners?
You know, just wanted to encourage people, you know, to have faith. And if you haven't found your purpose yet, or, you know, you're feeling frustrated, you know, just, you know, don't give up. God, you know, he's not in a hurry for things, and, you know, there's a reason for everything. So just keep the faith, keep praying and believing, and, you know, he'll reveal it to you when the time's right.
Excellent. You're wonderful. Where can folks go then to learn more about you, and where can they purchase the book, The Armoire?
Well, I have a website, ionjoy.com. So it's ionejoy.com. My books are available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, both ebook and soft cover, and several other online retailers as well. So if people wanted to Google that, or, you know, check their favorite online retailer. It, on my website also, if anyone wanted signed copies for me, they could buy those directly from me on the website.
Okay. Excellent. And the website is ionjoy.com, I-O-N-E-J-O-Y.com, ionjoy.com. Ione, I think you do own joy. I think you found it, and I think you've shared it with us today. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, Pat. I really enjoyed this.